of the congregation this way. So when we hear in this letter Jesus being referred to as the high priest, and we take that into the context of today, it starts to sound just a little bit different, doesn't it? The blood of the lamb, blood poured out, sin sacrifice, could only be offered by the high priest. And this high priest held a very important position, obviously, in the community. Amen? This is the only way they could find any forgiveness for their sins, is this action of the high priest offering the blood of the lamb in this holy place that only he could enter into. So in this letter, we discover Jesus is more than that high priest. Verse 14, chapter 4 says, "Since then we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens." Passed through the heavens. This is not just a man. Through Jesus we have a great high priest. Jesus, the Son of God. Let us hold fast to our confession. Let's hold fast to our confession. See, we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who in every respect has been tested as we are, yet without sin. See, only Jesus could atone for our sins. Only the sinless could retrieve the sinful. We can hear others were crucified, but only Jesus is the Savior. My theology professor used to make the joke about one of my fellow students. He goes, as much as it would be helpful for us to take this person, I won't name him because all this goes on the internet, as much as we could take this person out into the garth and crucify him, it might give us a little bit of joy in the moment, but it would be of no benefit for our salvation. It wasn't me, by the way, shockingly. But the reality is this Jesus, this one true high priest, is the one who could make the ultimate sacrifice. He is greater than anything that God's people have ever understood in the fullness of what it means to follow him and to come near to him. But he responded differently. They're used to a high priest that has very special vestments that he wears. He has a very special place in the community. He is revered. He is an important person. But this great high priest that came through the heavens, passed through the heavens, this Jesus, chapter 5, verse 7. In the days of his flesh, Jesus offered up prayers and supplications with loud cries and tears to the one who was able to save him from death. And he was heard because of his reverent submission. The highest of all high priests is walking on the earth among us in creation, God incarnate, and he is walking humbly. He doesn't see himself equal to God. He doesn't, even though he is, he didn't behave as such. He came to gather us. He walked with us. In this day and age, we might say, he was approachable. He came alongside. He could see the pain. He walked in the pain with those who were hurting. He walked in the illness with those who were sick. He walked up to those and touched the ones that were untouchable. He healed the sick. He walked among us. And so quickly we forget that in this in-between time. We rejoice in Christmas and we proclaim that he's come among us. And then when it comes time for us to approach him, to come to his throne of grace, to know that Jesus, the true high priest, has offered his very blood, he is the sacrificial lamb, then we step back and we're afraid. We love the baby Jesus, but this Jesus who went to the cross and poured out his blood as a sacrifice for our sin, he's a little harder to approach, isn't he? Why? Well, because we're sinful. And we just can't seem to work through this reality that he would give himself for us. We're not worth it. It's how most of us feel. And you know the truth is, you're probably not. But you are to him. He offers himself, the great high priest. We struggle still to handle the obedience of Jesus. His obedience that led to the cross. His cross that symbolizes our salvation. We still struggle with it. And yet here we are, Good Friday. It's all about the cross, amen? I mean, this is the day. People are like, why do you even call it Good Friday? Well, because without it, we're just sinful. With it, we are redeemed by his blood spilled on the cross. The great high priest making the one sacrifice that settles this once and for all. As he says on his cross, depending on which passion narrative you're reading, it is finished. And for most of us, in our sinfulness and our brokenness, it was finished before we even started. And yet when it comes to laying our sins down at the foot of this cross, we still hold them. It's finished. How long will we hold it? How long will we cling to our brokenness? How long will we cling to our sorrow and our pain and our shame and our sin? How long, brothers and sisters, will we hold on to these things when our Lord and Savior, the great high priest, Jesus Christ, God incarnate, poured out his blood on the wood of the cross and said to us, "It is finished." And yet we still walk away and just go, I'm not worth it. How long? How long will we continue to devalue our Lord? How long will we claim our brokenness over our salvation when he has paid such a high price for your freedom? How long will you remain trapped, brothers and sisters, when he has already done the work of your redemption, when all you have to do is say yes to the gift he's given? It is all you have to do. Turn to him. Give your life to him as he gave his life for you. It's Good Friday. We walk with Jesus to the cross this day. And sometimes it catches us, doesn't it? That's the moment when we're recognizing he did this for me. And yet we sit. Many will skip all of these things. Well, let's face it, many will just see the baby Jesus and then they just show up for the resurrected Jesus and they don't even know what happened in between. They're still interested in Jesus. But boy, when you think about the reality of what he can do for you, why would we cheapen it by holding on to brokenness and sin when we can have freedom and salvation? In a few minutes, we'll bring a cross in here. It'll be displayed in the front. And we'll have the opportunity to do adoration of the cross. And many will sit, and many will come. And I've done both. And I just want you to think for just a moment. Why would you not walk up this aisle in adoration to the cross, the symbol of your own salvation? And let's be honest, for most of us, somebody might see us do it. That seems such a small price to pay in comparison to what Jesus has done, doesn't it? What if we went beyond ourselves to adore our Savior? I wonder if it might change us just a little to come to know, to be willing, to be bold, to be obedient and worship your God, to adore the symbol of your salvation. Good Friday, the blood offering has been made. Lay down your sin at the foot of the cross. And as Jesus himself did in the days of his flesh, offer your prayers and supplications with loud cries and tears to the one, the only one, who was able to save you from death.